يعطي حياتي قرآن.
رحمن يا رحمن
ساعدني. You are listening to season 10 episode 7.
صدري قرآن.
بسم الله، الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to Hadith number 5, 40 Hadith of Imam Nawawi series, My Dear Sisters in Islam. Today's Hadith is narrated from Umm al-Mu'mineen, our mother, Aisha radiallahu anha. She said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever introduces anything into this matter of ours that is not from it shall have it rejected. This hadith is recorded by Bukhari and Muslim sisters. In one version by Muslim, it states, whoever does an act that is not in accord with our matter will have it rejected. I'm very sure, sisters, that all of you have heard this hadith many times before. This hadith again shows the concise speech of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, it speaks a very deep concept in Islam. I think it's better to give a small introduction to this hadith before delving into it, inshallah. Before we answer the questions like, what's meant by saying introducing matters, or what kind of introduced matters are not accepted from us, and what are the consequences of introducing something in Islam, we'll inshallah see how we can categorize our actions in Islam. You know, sisters, our actions, we can categorize them into two sects or two groups. The first group, that is the actions which are related to worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And secondly, the actions which are related to worldly matters, or the acts that are related to our day-to-day activities. As far as our actions that are related to worldly matters, or the actions that are related to day-to-day dealings, all acts are allowed except those which are clearly prohibited in the Quran or Sunnah, sisters. In other words, sisters, prohibited acts are a handful, and all the other matters or other acts are lawful as long as they don't involve a clear prohibition within the boundaries of Islamic law. We are allowed to innovate, introduce, and follow the things with time that are needed for our existence and a better living in this world, alhamdulillah. For example, we are allowed to use toothbrush and toothpaste for our oral health, even though Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used siwak instead. Same way, we are allowed to use cars as a mode of transport, which Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or sahabas never used. We are allowed to use electronics, new technologies, internet, and different foods that are halal, and so on. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited alcohol, pork, interest, wearing gold for men, etc. in relation to worldly matters. So, if there is no prohibition in the religion, we are allowed to do it, alhamdulillah. In short, all are halal except for what is defined haram. Now, let's see what this hadith speaks about. Well, this hadith talks about introducing or innovating something in the name of worship, or introducing or innovating something believing that this particular act will bring us closer to our Rabb, our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To understand better, let me give you an example, sisters. Let's say a sister wakes up for Fajr and she is feeling very enthusiastic and very energetic. So she starts to pray Fajr. Then she thinks, I have more energy and I am eager to pray more in this time. So instead of praying 2 rakah for Fajr, she thinks and she decides that she is going to make it 4 rakah. Now tell me, sisters, what do you think about this? Do you think her prayer, that is 4 rakah, is accepted for Fajr? The answer is very clear. Definitely it's not. Let's say another person who has gone for Hajj, feeling tired and decides to stay in the hotel and engage in Ibadah instead of staying at Arafah. Will that person's Hajj be accepted? The answer is no. Why did you say no to both of my questions, sisters? We know definitely that these acts that are related to worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, acts that bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have been demonstrated very clearly by our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a way to do them. No one has the right to change them the way they should be done. No one can introduce something new. Neither avoid some parts which you don't like. So, innovating in the matters of religion are called bid'ah in Arabic, sisters. I know that most of the sisters who are listening to us must have started to think, not again. If we start to name saying this is bid'ah, that is bid'ah, then what are we allowed to do? This perception is stuck into our hearts because of the negative notion we have regarding this term. Bid'ah is not a word of annoyance, sisters. It's a word that should be reminded at least once a week, sisters. Why am I saying this? Well, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned about bid'ah in every single khutbah on Fridays. I'm sure we all are familiar with these words. وَشَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا وَكُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ The worst of things are those that are newly invented. Every newly invented thing is an innovation, and every innovation is going astray, and every going astray is in the fire. Subhanallah, look at how grievous this act in the religion of Al-Islam. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was keep on reminding all the sahabas who were keen on following Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Step by step, sisters, they were the forerunners of Islam, subhanallah. We indeed need more and more reminders about innovation. Subhanallah, look at where innovations lead to, sisters. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every innovation is going astray. Subhanallah, it doesn't stop there. As Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every going astray is in the fire. Na'udhu billah. Subhanallah, it ultimately end up in fire. That is one of the reasons why Imam al-Nawawi rahimahullah chose this very hadith among his collections. This hadith is such that every one of us should learn, understand and practice to know the deen al-Islam. So we must be very careful with it, sisters. Now we all have the same question. How do we make sure that we don't commit acts of innovation? It's simple, sisters. Before we start to do any act of worship, check whether there is an approval or acceptance in the Quran or Sunnah. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to do so? Did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do? Did the sahabas do those acts and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approve them? Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in surah number 4, verse number 59, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنْ تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. All you who have believed, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obey the messenger and those in authority among you. And if you disagree over anything, refer it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the messenger. If you should believe in Allah and the last day, that is the best and best in result. Subhanallah, look at this ayah and ponder over it, sisters. If we don't find evidence, we don't do it. Simple as that, sisters. There are many common examples of bid'ah, innovations, established in the modern day Muslim society, sisters. Let me give some examples. First of all, let me tell about dhikr. What's the meaning of dhikr? Dhikr means remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But subhanallah, in the name of religion, we have seen people keep on chanting one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly. Subhanallah, it has gone to the extent that people started to sing, play music and even dance while claiming that they are doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, do we have any kind of proof for doing this act in the religion of Islam? Did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the Sahaba do this? Same way, people celebrate the birthday of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, calling it Mawlid or Mawlud. We have to check whether Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or the Sahaba did this. Who introduced this into the religion? Subhanallah, the list is too long, sisters. This podcast does not allow enough time to discuss all of them, sisters. Very often we talk to those who are engaged in these acts and we get the response saying that it is a bid'ah hasana, meaning it's a good bid'ah, good innovation. Subhanallah, the name bid'ah hasana, that is good innovation, does not make the act halal. This is the obvious contradiction to the statement made by our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sisters. We have to understand it clearly, sisters. When a person innovates something and adds to the deen, he or she imply a number of bad things. Subhanallah, let me explain, sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. This day, I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you and have approved for you Islam as religion. So when a person introduces or innovates something in the religion, that means that the religion of Allah is lacking, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not complete and perfect it. And it also implies that there is room for improvement. Na'udhu billah. This clearly contradicts the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, which I mentioned earlier. And also, if a person introduces something into the religion, that means the religion of al-Islam remained imperfect from the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the time when this act is introduced. Subhanallah. That Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was guilty of either of two things. Either he was ignorant of this good innovation, or he knew about it but concealed it. Na'udhu billah, sisters, who will dare to say this? And also it implies that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions and the righteous salaf missed out on the reward of this good innovation until this innovator came along and earned it for himself. Despite the fact that he should say to himself, if it was truly good, they would have been the first to do it. Not only that, sisters, it opens the door to change the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It opens the way for personal whims and opinions, because every innovator implies that what he is introducing is something good. So whose opinion we are supposed to follow? Subhanallah, is it the opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the opinion of the introducer or the innovator? Subhanallah, following bid'ah leads to the cancellation of the sunnah practices and the way of the salaf. We have to understand, whenever a bid'ah is followed, a sunnah practice dies out. Subhanallah. Let me remind you a hadith from Sahih al-Bukhari, sisters. It was narrated by Anas radiallahu anhu. He said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, some of my companions will come to me at the lake fount, that is the Hawdul Kawthar, on the day of resurrection. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued saying, and after I recognize them, they will then be taken away from me. Whereupon I will say, my companions. Then it will be said to me, you do not know what they innovated, new things in the religion after you. Subhanallah, sisters. Look at the state of Ummah on the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away the people from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from his Hawlul Kawthar. What's the reason? It's because they introduced innovated things in the religion of Islam. So be aware and vigilant of all the matters, sisters, especially those are related to the religion of Al-Islam. Not only we should learn the deen of Al-Islam, but also we should share it with others. May Allah make us all among those who follow his religion entirely without any innovation, and make us among those who attained his pleasure. Ameen. With the nasiha, I am winding up today's session, hoping to meet you all next week with another hadith. Until then, stay tuned with us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Atlu al-laya wal-laya, wa bitha yasmu imani.